finally this hour, music to enhance a summer road trip. Heat and traffic and constant queries of "Are we there yet?" can make traveling tedious. Our critic Tom Moon suggests this soundtrack to make the trip go faster.
As soon as the first road trip of the summer is on the calendar, I begin searching for music that can help make the ride from point A to point B a pleasurable experience. I'm a creature of habit, so typically I gravitate toward the old, faithful, tried and true driving companions, like the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers. For me, this is the essence of driving music. It just pulls you along with sheer locomotive force. You can chew up lots of miles with this blasting. But according to my family, I've relied on the Allmans a few too many times. So before hitting the road this year, I sought out only new stuff.
I don't know. I've been around. Them Georgia women shake on down.
That's from the self-titled debut of Hill Country Review, a spin-off from the North Mississippi All-Stars. These guys come from the blues, but they specialize in a sweaty, supercharged update that owes as much to the Allmans as Muddy Waters. The whole album has this kind of energy.
I'm going down. Told you lie. Sleeping with me. Sweet like mine. Sweet like mine. Sweet like mine. Sweet like mine. Oh, sweet like mine, yeah.
In addition to intense rhythm, sometimes what I need in the car is music that on some level engages my brain. The latest from Green Day, 21st Century Breakdown, does that. It's a full-blown rock opera about what it means to hold on to ideals when prospects are bleak. The Green Day mix, punk attitude, classic rock hooks, and comic book philosophy is downright galvanizing. Of course, you also need variety on the road, some intense music to keep you alert during the day, and music that can chill you out and renew your spirit in the evening when you still have hours more to go. The violinist and singer Sarah Watkins of Nickel Creek has a wonderfully desolate late-night tune on her first solo album. It's called Bygones.
As faint as a phantom, but I can't pull you under, bound to you in bygones. You took it to the limit and glimpsed all that you'd been missing, found yourself a secret.
Some music makes a road trip better, and sometimes the trip itself enhances the music. That's the case with Wilco's new album. The band's seventh studio effort has lighthearted melodies and Morse code guitar blasts that seem to blossom when you're moving.
Come on, children, you're acting like children. Every generation thinks it's the end of the world.
That tune has lots going for it, including a grabby refrain that's tailor-made for singing along.
It's a dream down a well. It's a long.
To me, that right there sounds like summer on the open road.
Our critic Tom Moon is the author of 1,000 Recordings to Hear Before You Die, and you can find all his suggestions for road trip music at nprmusic.org.
Come on, kids, you're acting like children.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Bill Deputy. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editors are Susan Feeney and Jerry Holmes. The staff includes Franklin Cater, Andrea Hsu, Rob Ballinger, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Chelsea Jones, Viet Le, and Rhonda Ray. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. It's a secret.